The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Second hour is live. We appreciate you being here, and let's continue with more. John is up next. So hello, John.
Hello, Paul. It's great to hear you. I love your radio show. This is my first time to call. I had some concerns about a couple of calls ago. A woman came in a call to say that, you know, she had some concerns with you having Archbishop Marino on the call. I wanted to defend Archbishop Marino because I think he's a treasure for the city of Birmingham, and he's a devout priest. He's a very godly man, and he's a beautiful man. I think she misrepresented what Archbishop was saying about being a good person and having a relationship with Christ. I think you'll agree, Paul, that we're so thankful to have him, and your listeners love to have him on the show.
They do, John, and I want everyone to understand the idea behind it has far less to do with religion than just humanity. He has a unique way to talk to people regardless of their beliefs, and that's how I view him. He's not here propagating the Catholic Church. They have plenty of people that do that and are capable of. We frankly, that's not what this show is about. So I thank you very much for saying that, and I feel very strongly in terms of what you said and agree with it. Bob is in Tennessee. Bob, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, let's get something straight. A baseball game is 9 innings, period. Now, a woman's softball game is, what, 6 or 7 innings?
7.
But all I know usually is that an SEC baseball game never starts on time because the softball game goes overtime. Now, I'm not blaming the women or their sport for that. I'm blaming ESPN or SEC for scheduling games too close together that one runs into the other. But anyway, it's a 9-inning ball game. If you don't like 9 innings, go watch soccer or something.
Okay.
But leave baseball alone.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, considering Major League Baseball, you have, what, 162 games a year?
Apparently, that's not enough.
And you cut an inning out once in a while, or it would really affect the I frankly think golf's too long. I think 4 holes would be enough, don't you?
Yeah, one day.
Why do you need 18 holes?
4 days.
I mean, who came up with that?
Let's
rewrite, speaking of that, this show. 4 hours? Yeah. It should be 40 minutes.
Top.
Which would mean the weekend would have already begun.
That's right.
Let's talk to Ben, who is in Florida. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw your new NCAA rules, and I just wanted to get a message out. If you're an Ole Miss football player, go ahead and take your playbook at home and throw it in the fire. I don't know what they're going to do if they can't fake injuries, Paul.
Hmm.
No flopping.
How's that going to play out?
Could be tough.
And can you elaborate on that rule a little bit more? Like what suspicious injuries and such as to what that penalty is.
Here, let me go over it again. Maybe we can put it up and make it easier for people to follow. But I think you have the opportunity let me make sure I get this right. Anyone ejected for targeting in the second half, has a chance to will be eligible for the first half of the next game. They may appeal. The ability to report suspicious injury timeouts, that's the big one that we've been talking about. The team in the complaint can issue discipline if deemed necessary. And this is another one. If a lineman may block below the waist inside the tackle box, any action outside will be subject to penalty.
So
Neck Bone is up next. Hello, Neck Bone. By the way, I apologize. I didn't realize the guy was still there.
Charles.
Yes, Neck Bone.
Okay. I wanted to address Jim and Augie. And I know Jim calls your show every day, and he's a keyboard warrior, blocks everybody on Twitter he don't like to talk to, won't show up for any of the meetings that you try to arrange with him. But he uses the word sapient, like, all the time on the show. And the definition of the word sapient is wise or attempting to appear wise. And I would have to say the second part of that definition is just the perfect word for Jim to use every time he calls your show. Because he tries to be so smart, but he tries to put down everybody on your show and just act so holier than thou. But I was just wondering, how many of your callers that call as much as him have you not met in person that will not meet you anywhere?
Yeah, I have met the majority of the callers, and for this reason, as you mentioned, we used to get folks together, and now, throughout the entire football season, I am on a campus. I'm at the SEC, the media day. So there are a lot of opportunities for us to converge. In Jim's case, that's his decision. You can't make somebody meet you if he doesn't want to. And I have no earthly idea why he has never taken us up on that. But that is his personal right. Isn't that protected by the Second Amendment? The right to refuse to meet your favorite talk show host? Or the right to bear animus toward your favorite talk show host.
Sure.
That's his call, not mine.
Right, remain silent and invisible.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. In a court of law.
That's right.
Right to refuse to meet your favorite talk show host.
Jim is up next.
Right to bear animus.
You got me now, Paul?
I do, yes.
Well, I mean, here we go again. Where does it say I'm under any cause, under any obligation to meet you or to go to those dinners where you got 90% jerks that I don't like, that don't like me? Why would I want to subject myself? Be honest, Paul. Why would I want to subject myself to that? And that's why I never called to start with.
I agree. You don't have to, but you never know. You might hang around with some of these guys and find that it's entertaining. I mean, life is to be lived, isn't it?
But, Paul, I'm making a wise decision, in my opinion. I made it. That's my decision, is it not? Why would you argue with me about the decision I made?
I'm not arguing with your decision, Jim. I just defended your right to, be alone.
Well, you didn't defend my right for that guy a while ago that tried to make it look like, some caller. Just because I'm a famous caller doesn't mean I'm obligated. You don't give me a check, pay me to do your show, maybe I'll show up.
Jim, to be perfectly honest with you, the answer to that is no. We don't pay anybody to call in this show.
I know that, Paul. I know that. So why don't they? Why don't you ask for John Doe to be at your meetings or whatever? I don't care to be at your meetings, and I've got a good reason for it. And it makes me angry when you sit there and act like I'm out of line because I don't go around a smut face like I'm a monkey or a jerk like a legend. I don't want any part of those people, Paul. That ought to make sense to you. That ought to make sense.
Well, it does. All I'm saying, Jim, is this. You might really have fun. I mean, we get the group together.
No, I won't have fun. If I saw any of those two that I mentioned, you think I have fun with a lying ways they trash me every day on this show trying to ride my coattails? You damn right I'm mad about it, Paul. I'm mad at you for doing this stuff for years. It's not right, and that's why I don't want any part of those people. And if you know me, I'll tell it like it is.
Well, Jim, I'm going to have to acknowledge that is your decision.
Absolutely. And that guy that called, he's out of line. He can be. Who does he think he is trying to call me up? This is crazy. This country's gone nuts, Paul. I mean, most people have gone absolutely nuts. Lee calling me something like she did. I never got out of line at all with the Archbishop. I did nothing but do what I... He enjoyed what I said because it was compelling and it needed to be said, and he understood.
And by the way, Leah's call back, and I think she was misinterpreted. I don't think she was criticizing either you or the Archbishop.
Well, she said, yes, she did. She said, why does Jim never say anything nice? She said all that crap. Also, Paul, let me remind Lee. She said the last time she called, I'll never listen to Jim again. I'll shut the radio off. Well, she lied again about that. That's not true. She doesn't do what she said she's going to do. Why didn't she shut it off and not worry about me? That's exactly what she said the last time she called.
Well, I didn't remember that, but that's okay. Okay.
Well, I do. You know, I got a good memory, Paul. I remember these stupid things. Well, anyway, that Lee means nothing to me because she's a liar.
Okay.
She lied and said she cut the radio off when I called. Well, she can't stand not to hear what I say.
Well, I think that's the magic of your calls, is it not? I mean, everyone.
I know it's the magic, Paul, but you can't blame me for being angry when somebody says they're not going to do this and they come on and trash me again. That's what makes me angry. Yeah, should I not be angry? I'm a human being, Paul. I'm a human being.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So one more thing. Make sure you take the call from the Tales of the Crypt Master, the guy that keeps the crypt every night for the spooks that come in there, just like his ugly whatever he is. And while I'm on the subject, Paul, I'll say this. Nasty Joe ain't nothing handsome about Nasty Joe. And that's a fact, and you know it.
Okay.
All right, I almost got it all off my chest. Maybe there'll be more, and I'll call back and do it again.
Okay, we are going to now allow Lee to respond to that.
Well, I could almost say case in point, but that would be too easy. First of all, he's got me mistaken with somebody. I've never said I wouldn't call the show back, so I don't know who he's referring to. That's beyond me. I've never said those words, so I've never lied about anything. I was not putting down the Archbishop in any way, shape, or form. He's lovely. I love listening to him. It had nothing to do with him. I was just speaking about, you know, he was speaking about, you know, love thy fellow man. You know, that's what is espoused within Scripture.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got all that cleared up. We must go to a break now that everybody's had a chance to clarify their first two calls. Nick Suss, next up from Oxford.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We have a couple of spring games tomorrow. Check it out. Ole Miss, Grove Bowl, and LSU. Let's talk about the Grove Bowl with Nick Suss from the Clarion Ledger. Nick, great to have you back. We hear so much about Kiffin and the portal, but we haven't really spent much time talking to you lately about what has been seen, especially at the QB position, in spring practice and tomorrow. Good afternoon. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, Paul, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that the quarterbacks kind of seem like they're neck and neck at this point. I mean, based off of what I've seen through, I guess it's been four scrimmages that have been available to the media, I'd say Luke Altmyer, the returning quarterback who was Corral's backup last year, might have a slight edge just because he seems more comfortable, more familiar in the offense and hasn't made as many glaring mistakes as Jackson Dart, the USC transfer, has tended to make one or two per scrimmage that really stand out. But when you look at pure arm talent, there's not much of a comparison. Dart can do a ton with the football, and he has that Brett Favre-style gunslinger mentality of he's not afraid of making throws, and sometimes it bites him, but sometimes there's kind of this beautiful poetry of the ball coming off of his hand and him finding a receiver in motion. So it's it's kind of neck and neck. I think that's kind of going to be reflected tomorrow during the Grove Bowl. They're going to be splitting reps with the ones and twos, kind of rotating back and forth. And the way this Grove Bowl is kind of setting up, the ones and twos might not be super easy to tell apart with the injuries they have at receiver and tight end this spring. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of reps and a lot of fun to kind of watch how Kiffin and the new offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr., handle this competition definitely into the fall.
So regardless, Nick, of what happens tomorrow, what do you think Kiffin's end game is here? At some point he has to decide, but not yet, right?
Yeah, no, I think that this one's going to go into the fall, and Kiffin has said as such that it's going to go into the fall. If you have to ask me instinctively what's the end game, instinctively it makes the most sense that Dart wins the job because he's the shiny new toy you bring in, but that doesn't mean it's his guaranteed. Yeah, he's here regardless of if you play him or not. You already went through the process of going and getting him, so now's the process of determining who the best quarterback is. So if they're dead even, it's probably Dart on upside, but there is absolutely a world where Altmaier can win this job.
Let's talk about the rest of the team, because last year it seemed like the defense had, you know, finally got better. Ole Miss was able to stop a few people, not many, but they stopped enough. What overall, what does this team look like?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think they have 12 early enrolled transfer portal players this year. Or this spring, rather. And I was going through it in my head the other day trying to determine, okay, how many of these 12 are obviously upgrades over the player they are replacing from last year? And right now the answer is between 2 and 4, 2 and 5. They went out and they got a lot of pieces, and I think a lot of these pieces are going to help improve the depth of this team so they're not one injury away from collapsing like they've been the last 3 or 4 years. But top-end talent, there's a ton to replace. It's not just Matt Corral. It's Jerry Neely and Snoop Connor and Dontario Drummond and Braylon Sanders and Ben Brown on offense, not to mention the defense with Sam Williams, Chance Campbell, Mark Robinson, Jake Springer, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot to replace, and it's going to be tricky to see which people step up and fill those roles, because those were leadership roles. They were production roles. I mean, I can't imagine there are too many other teams that have to replace their leading passer, their 4 leading rushers, 4 of their 5 leading receivers, their leading tackler, leading sack guy, tackle for loss guy, forced fumble guy. Almost everything that led this team last year is gone. So there's going to be a lot of players filling gigantic roles, and through 4 spring scrimmages, it's impossible to say if any of those guys are upgrades. You can only say they hope to someday match the potential.
Nick, let's talk big picture in terms of the record. Last year was one of the best seasons Ole Miss has had in modern history. How likely or unlikely is it for the Rebels to replicate that?
What I will say is it feels pretty likely they can start strong. The schedule is favorable at the beginning, where their non-conference slate is not the toughest this year. It's Tulsa and Georgia Tech and teams like that that Ole Miss should be favored against. And then their first 3 SEC games will be against Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Auburn in some capacity. So you're looking at those first 7 games where it's not unreasonable to think they go 5-2, 6-1 if the chips lie the right way. Then you end the season with 5 straight games against Arkansas, LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Mississippi State. The back is loaded, and they're going to have to figure out a way to carry some of that early season mojo against some of the easier teams on their schedule to a back half, which might be the toughest November of any team in college football this year. So record-wise, is it feasible to get back to 10 wins? A lot's going to have to go right, and a lot of these transfer portal pieces are going to have to be better than they've ever been at their previous spots. My instinct says they probably don't get to 10 again. I'm not ruling it out, but I think the 7-9 wheelhouse is a lot more of a safe bet.
Nick Suss with us. Nick, Lane Kiffin's been out there from the beginning talking about NIL and really raising the hackles of a lot of people, especially Jimbo Fisher. Now that Saban and Dabo Sweeney and seemingly everyone else has spoken out, what is Lane Kiffin saying, or is it same old for him?
No, I mean, he's had the same company line for 2-3 years now, which is, this is professional sports, NIL and transfer portal is free agency, deal with it. And some of that is potentially because he sees the rules as being beneficial to him or not beneficial to him. Some of it is probably a wake-up call to the people who will be fundraising on his own fan base and, hey, let's compete sort of thing. I think there's a tacticality to anything Lane Kiffin says, and there always will be, and some of it is probably deeply, deeply rooted in wanting to get as many good players as he can. So I think that he sees the benefit of telling players, oh yeah, no, if you come to Ole Miss, we'll find a way to take advantage of NIL. And some of it's probably seeing what other schools are doing and thinking, heck, we have boosters. Why can't we match what some of these schools are allegedly paying?
Nick Suss joining us from the Clarion Ledger tomorrow, the big Grove Bowl in Oxford. We are heading to the break. More of your phone calls right here at 855-242-7285.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back Friday afternoon. Legend is up next.
Woo! Woo! Like the NWO up in here on a Freak Flag Friday. What's going on, Feinbaum? What's going on, brother?
Waiting for you.
Woo! I come up in here with a steel chair today. Hit him with the flex, baby. Let's get crazy up in here. Let me tell all these radio gangster and Twitter thugs something. C-R-A-Z-Y. I may be crazy, but I don't ask God why. Woo! If you don't know, Paul, I started celebrating the weekend early, baby.
It feels like that. Early. I like the sound of that. By the way, it's Earth Day, so wasn't this a holiday?
Hell yeah, every day is a holiday. I done brought a steel chair up in here today, Paul, and bam, over Jim's head. Listen here, you insane 70-year-old, the pen-wearing clown. Nobody cares what you think. How dare you come on here and call somebody a liar? You done quit and came back. I'm never calling again, and I come back. I quit. Fine, I'm stupid. He's ignorant. I wouldn't waste my time. And here he is back again. You done lied so much. Your pants has been on fire so much, dude. You wear khaki shorts. Bam! I just hit you so hard, your name is Fred now. Woo! I'm willing to steal a chair up in here today, baby. A steel chair, and bam, upside squirrel's head. I see those little comments on Twitter, dude. You little rodent. I just hit you so hard you flew to the stars. Woo! You little ignorant rodent. Nobody cares what you think, dude. Nobody cares what you think. I done brought a steel chair up in here today. Let's get crazy. If y'all want to go to war, let me tell you something. I'm one-third Ali. I'm one-third Shakespeare. And I'm one-third I don't give a damn, okay? I may be crazy, baby. Woo! C-R-A-Z-Y. I may be crazy, but I don't ask God why. Woo! And listen here, JK. You want to run up to the ring, dude? bam, I just hit you so hard you think you're riding in Michael Irvin's car. Honk, honk, let's go get a prostitute. Woo! Y'all don't know crazy. And let me tell you something. Marty did a good job yesterday. Nobody can replace Feinbaum. Nobody can replace him. It takes a maniac to replace Feinbaum. And Marty's no maniac, baby. C-R-A-Z-Y, baby, crazy.
Legend, I hate to interrupt a great call, but your buddy wants to say hello. Is he there?
You're a liar, you're a fake, you're a phony, you're nothing. You ain't hitting nobody with nothing. You already spent 16 years in jail for a murderer. You're a damn idiot, man. You're a no good, sorry person. Sorry and not godly, ungodly. I dare you try to be a preacher. You told me you were a preacher. Yeah, there's a lot of deceivers on earth. Deceivers, that's what you are, a deceiver, Jack. A deceiver, nothing but a lying, stinking,
lying, don't make the devil come out of me.
You are a deceiver. You are a deceiver. And the Bible talks about many people, many deceivers will come in the last days. Many will them. You are one of the biggest deceivers ever alive, and you are the Antichrist. Perfect. You're perfect for him. You're his messenger. You ain't nothing but a lying sacker. You know what? You're just a liar.
I am Legion. Jim is our moron. There's some demons, Jim.
You're a stinking, low-life liar. You're a legion. You ain't no legion. Ain't nothing about you a legion. You're a legion. That's all I can say, Paul. Slam that chair on your dumbass head. You're the dumbest I've ever seen. Dumbest I've ever seen. And what a deceitful liar. Deceitful. Freaking freak. You're a freak, pal. You are nothing but a freak. See, Paul, that's all I got.
You're a fool that has no sense at all. That's what you are. That's what you are. You're a delusional old-ass man wearing the pins, and you got no game. You've never had no game. You are an old fool. You're a liar, and your pants is on fire. And don't make them demons come out of me.
Legend, you are the last man standing.
I am Legion. Jim is a moron. There's some demons, Paul, that are coming out of me. Jim's got them. I am Legion. Jim is a delusional idiot. The demons are coming out of me, Paul. They're coming out. Run! Take cover! Take cover! Woo!
Wow. Okay. Sleepy Friday just came. Freak Flag Friday. I can't even say it. Miss Pat is up next.
Well, gosh, Paul, I was going to be happy to follow Legend because I love Legend, but damn, Jim. Who is Jim to determine who is godly? My goodness. Anyway, the reason I originally called was I wanted to say that Jim tries to intimidate every woman who calls your program, if she doesn't agree with it, he tries to intimidate anyone. But this is for all the girls who want to call in or have called in. Do not worry about him calling. Don't be intimidated by him. Paul Feinbaum is the only person that you have to worry about. And if you say something he doesn't like, he'll tell you, but he won't jump on you like Jim. Dang, he just made me mad. Anyway, thank you for listening, Paul.
Thank you very, very much. Let's continue. Although I don't know how we can. Kathy is up next. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. I just want to tell you good afternoon. And for Miss Pat, I'm not intimidated by Jim. Matter of fact, I'm not intimidated by anybody on the show. But I would defend Jim because, you know, he does need to meet with all of us. And if he's scared, he doesn't have to worry. There's enough of us cats and dogs that can take care of them that's after him, just like Legend. You know, like Paul, like David and Goliath, we got a stone that could probably hit him. But, you know, we love them all. I love all the callers. And I think that we got this. Because we got you as a leader. So y'all all have a great afternoon. I love y'all all. And come on, Jim, meet us. We got time. I know you can do it. You can bring yourself. You can bring that ball bat that you done with Ted Williams. I bet you can swing some out. But we love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you very, very much. Wow.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams ball. Is that one ball that Jim has? Randall is back.
Hello, Paul.
Randall.
You know the difference in Jim and God? God doesn't think he's Jim.
I really don't understand. The difference between a lawyer and a scum-sucking fish.
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Augie that. I couldn't tell you.
Well, thank you for enlightening us. We'll take a short break. We are back. A lot more to do. And a couple more guests and no more phoner feuds. We are back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Afternoon. It has been here on a Friday as we are beginning to head toward the final week of April. Jeff is next.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff, we are doing great.
I mean, the start of the show, Paul, you sounded wiped out like you had two or three too many gin and tonics last night. But
how'd you know?
I tell you what, well, you sounded like it. You just sounded like you were hungover, Paul. But
did
I tell
really,
you what,
sound like I was hungover, Randy.
Yeah, but I tell you what,
I am mortified that somebody would think I was hungover.
Yeah,
little
but anyway,
me?
It's good to have Jim back this week. And boy, old Jim comes in and the fireworks lit up. I tell you what, Paul, it's just amazing whether people agree or disagree with Jim, the reaction that guy gets on his calls. I mean, these guys line up that don't even like him. And it's just amazing how much they want to talk about him. And the best part about Jim calling in is it gives I-Man new material every time, you know? Because what would I-Man do without Jim calling in? He'd probably dry up, wouldn't he?
You mean more than he already has.
Right, right. Hey, and Jim was a little, you know, talking about a gathering, you know, and I called in and tried to initiate you getting that going on. Have you guys put any work into that? I mean, that's just kind of died. What's going on? I'm ready to come down and meet all of you.
Well, it's for the time being, it's been on hold, but we will revisit it here soon.
I mean, I don't want to have my Yankee free pass go away to nothing. I mean, you pretty much gave me the free Yankee pass, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, you tell us when you're heading our way, and we might just put something together at the spur of the moment.
Yeah, let's do it, because I got unlimited frequent flyer points, Paul. I'm ready to use them up to come down to your way.
Do you really?
Hey, oh, yeah. You know, when buying all that lumber at these prices, Paul, you know, I rack up the points, you know.
What is unlimited points?
It's a lot of them.
Okay.
It's a lot. Hey, Paul, you had that couple attorneys on earlier this week, didn't you? That one guy I think is an old friend of yours. He's like, he said he was at the district Department of Justice at one time that was called in this week.
Right.
Yeah. And you had Billis on, too. Those guys sound like attorneys and lawyers. You know what I mean? And when I hear them, and then I hear Augie call in, it just justifies that there's no way that guy's any more than a paralegal. And what's funny is, do you know, do paralegals, do they need licenses in a state? Do you know?
I think it's entirely dependent on the county and state. It would be a state requirement, I would think.
Because I think that guy needs to have his paralegal license revoked if he's going to say Matt from San Antonio is a good caller. I mean, come on, Augie. You're You're fighting a losing battle there, my man. And then he's ripping on you, Paul, for not being nice to Matt. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm just simply going to have to check on the Paralegal Association of America and see what they tell me.
Yeah, and speaking about being nice to callers, Paul, what do you have with cheerleader? I asked you this before. Why are you so rude to cheerleader these days? I don't get it.
I don't know why you would think I'm rude to her.
You're just short with her, it seems like. She's all excited, and you just basically cut her off.
I do like people to occasionally get to the point. And cheerleader, let's be blunt here. She's a little bit scattered.
I mean, she was ready to host the gathering down at the ocean or at the beach, and you just shut her off. I don't understand it.
Well, I offer my heartfelt apology to cheerleader for.
I mean, she might serve you up some more gin and tonic so you can get off your hangover, Paul.
Randy, do you think I've gotten over the...
You need a hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. I don't need a hair of the dog. I need another drink.
Right.
it's almost...
But I tell you what, Paul,
I mean, we are 9 minutes away from 5 o'clock on the East Coast. I'm tired of the hair of the dog potions. They didn't work.
I mean, after listening to yesterday's ESPN-hosted show... And listening to today's show with the callers leading the show, you know where the action's at, Paul. It's with the callers. Start bringing in the callers as guest hosts, Paul.
I would love to do that, Jeff. I don't know if I could get permission from the ESPN censors, but I would like to do it.
I mean, let me know, and I'll use up some of my frequent flyer miles and come down and host.
So, Jeff, you're telling me if I said okay, it's next. Next Wednesday is yours. You could be here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You name the day, Paul.
Yeah, there's a direct flight from Columbus to where we are, so I've been on it.
Oh, I know that. Like maybe three or four.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
I could pull your stunt. I could come down today and be back the same day.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we could loan you the ESPN jet.
I mean, Herbie may have to come to Columbus. He'll pick me up and bring me down.
Oh, Herbie's probably watching right now going, hell, I'll give the guy my wheels up, Miles.
Right, exactly. That's right. So anyway, Paul, good show, and it's glad to see the show's back.
I'm glad of that, too. Hey, thank you very much. Sky Walker is up next.
Free the weed, Paul. You gave that Yankee way too long on the air. You need to cut him off way before that. And, yes, cheerleader ain't just scattered. She's scattered, smothered, and covered, as my Waffle House peeps would say, because anybody thinks violence at the Oscars is okay, she's going to – that's it. That ain't why I'm calling. No, I was calling that I don't even like Legend because he's a bammer. You know, I don't like him. But his call today, the phone feud with Jim, best call of all time. I grew up in the 70s in little Pineapple, Alabama, listening to Hellfire and Brimstone every Sunday. That's what Jim sounds like on TV. I think I'm a little kid sitting on the pew waiting until 12 o'clock so I can go eat some fried chicken again. So, war damn eagle, Dr. Paul.
Is that guy that walks up to the person in the front row and puts his hand,
laying the hands,
yeah, and says, you are
healed.
Yes, that's Jim.
I think, I don't know if it's too late. Jim's still a young guy. But I don't think it's too late for Jim. Is Ernest Angley still alive?
Just barely.
He could take over the Ernest Angley Ministries.
Yeah. Every time I hear Ernest Jim yelling like he did today, I start reaching for my wallet to put some more money in the donation bin. War damn eagle, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Jim. I mean, I know Jim doesn't like to meet, but I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa soon. I think I really need a meeting with Jim. I think his calling is the
good old tent revival.
Is the gospel. Yeah, he knows the Bible. Mm-hmm. Not essential to be a minister, but it helps. But in Jim's case, I think he could be a faith healer. Can we talk? Can we set up a meeting?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be right back.